best place for below average stars.
Hello there, and welcome to the Star Wars Show. I am the Geordie Jedi Pete.
And I'm Star Wars Ian.
And I'm Jason Hondo Ling.
We are back with a brand new episode of Star Wars, the best place for below average Star Wars. And we are here talking about The Acolyte today. Obviously, we are recording this on May the 12th. On May the 4th, of course, the Star Wars unofficial national holiday of the world. Star Wars dropped a brand new poster for The Acolyte, a brand new trailer, and at the same time, during cinema showings of the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace, there was a sneak peek, which was essentially a full scene from The Acolyte that was shown after the movie had finished, along with the first trailer that was released. And there's also been some bits of miscellaneous Acolyte footage being shown, maybe some TV spots that were leaked or not leaked, who knows, to talk about, which we'll have a good little talk about as well. But I suppose before we get started, Ian, how are you and how was your May the 4th celebrations?
Really good, mate. I enjoyed Tales from the Empire. I stayed up and watched that because it dropped as the regions went to midnight, so I watched that. That was really good. Watched Rogue One with my wife, which is the one she likes the best. So yeah, it was a good day.
Fantastic. Glad to hear it. Jason, how was your May the 4th?
Yeah, it was fairly quiet, and sadly I ended up working, which was a bit annoying. But yeah, no, it was good. I treated myself to the Lego key ring that they were selling for a fiver. So I managed to grab one of those, so I was quite pleased with that. And that was my little treat for Star Wars Day.
Very nice, very nice. I did end up seeing The Phantom Menace twice in cinemas, so that was my treat. I saw it on the Friday, May the 3rd, when it came out. And then I did catch it just Wednesday gone, before it left our screens again. And it did make, in its opening weekend, so from the Friday to the Sunday, looks like it made 15 million worldwide, which is absolutely fantastic for a re-release. And it was number two at the US box office as well. So, you know, prequel love is certainly on a one big ride at the moment, and we are here for it. But back to today's episode, we are talking about The Acolyte. StarWars.com on May the 4th dropped this when they did release the poster and the new trailer, and it was: the mystery of The Acolyte deepens with 1 month left before the premiere. Today, a new trailer of the Star Wars series shed some light on the terrifying figure carrying a red-bladed lightsaber in the Disney Plus title. So straight away, they've gone huge. What they've said is, in addition to the final trailer, new key art for the series has also arrived in time for Star Wars Day. The poster showcases the array of characters we'll meet, featuring the assassin Mei, Master Sol, Master Indira, the Wookiee Master Kelnaka, Master Venestra Rowe, who is wielding her purple lightsaber in the trailer, and the rest of the Jedi Order in its prime. So, you know, that's pretty exciting, I think. I think it's just dive into the poster first of all. It's a lovely poster, and it's almost like it feels very Star Wars. It feels like a mix between the prequel era posters and also some of the front covers for some of the High Republic books. To me, anyway, which to be fair is probably perfect if you think about this series is to bridge that High Republic era into the prequels. So, you know, to me, it's hitting all its design points 100%. But, I mean, let's just go to you first, Ian. I know you're a big fan of the High Republic. Just sort of, what was your thoughts on this new key art, which seems to be the official poster, with the previous posters being teaser ones? So, yeah, just what's your thoughts on the poster and how it links the High Republic to the prequels? And also, what's your thoughts on some of the details we see in the poster that we maybe weren't expecting to see, I suppose?
Yeah, there's some really key details in the poster. Obviously, in the top of the poster, you see the Jedi Vectors, which is the Jedi starships of the time. They're really cool. From the books, if anyone's not familiar, they operate by the Jedi using their lightsaber as like a key. So they're really cool. They're in the top corner, which is a really cool thing to see. Also, I do find it interesting. We'll get into this later. I do find it interesting that May appears twice. I have a theory about that now. And there's an awesome new little droid, which goes by the name of Pip, which is a nice little cool little new droid to look at. And also, it's cool to see Venestra with a purple lightsaber, where we know is that he's going to turn into a light whip at some point during the show, which I can't wait for.
I think one of the things I picked out on was the Jedi who are sort of in the middle of the portal. If you look behind Venestra, you know, I think that's where we've got, you know, they're very much wearing the robes of the High Republic era. You know, the sort of the yellows and the golds and the browns, where I believe we'll get a scene in, there's a scene in the trailer where we see, Carrie-Anne Moss's character, which is Master Indira, wearing that type of robe. Then when we meet her, certainly in other parts of the trailer and in the clip we see, that was part of the 25th anniversary of the Phantom Menace re-release. She's very much wearing, you know, greys, beiges, browns, very much fitting in with the Phantom Menace era. I don't know what your thoughts are on the differences in the Jedi robes we see and have had presented to us and the thoughts on a timeline that we might get, Jason.
Yeah, I'm literally looking at the Jedi robes now, and you know, they're quite bulky and very. I don't know how to describe them, but obviously they're very much in keeping with what is seen with the key art for the High Republic. So obviously, I'm literally looking at this image here, and big bulky costumes that would really, I don't know, but as it goes, I'm quite looking forward to seeing how different this time period is, because obviously, you know, we've seen so much with the Phantom Menace, and then that changed when we then went to the original. The robes were, you know, different again, because they were more weathered and everything. But for me, seeing this key art is really giving me the taste of there seems to be like they've sectioned off each of the way the characters are there. So you've got obviously the key Jedis there, you've got the witch at the bottom, and then you've got these darker characters heading towards the top. Which obviously is quite, it's almost like there's a hierarchy built into the poster of how all these characters fit in. And I'm wondering if there's a, you know, seeing Carrie-Anne Moss's character in amongst there. I don't know, I'm wondering if there's a clue there.
Quite possibly, could be full of clues. I do like how on the left-hand side of the poster we have sort of, looks like the Coruscant skyline, and then to the right, it's more of a natural planet that we're seeing there. I don't know what your thoughts are, Ian, on that, and you know, the parallels of those locations that we're seeing.
Yeah, it's interesting. You see, obviously, on the one side, there's Coruscant, which we're all very, very familiar with from the prequel era. And obviously, on the other side, you do see like a more natural thing. I like that. To be fair, it's like a balance between obviously the life and like the more city-wide environment. I think life would probably thrive more on the one to the right than the one on the left. So yeah, it's a nice little contrast. It's good. I can't wait to go back to Coruscant, especially see it in this time. See, there's like I've seen pictures of the Jedi Temple in the trailer and that, and there's subtle little differences with that. Really, really excited to see Coruscant and these other planets that we will explore in the show.
I get the sense that the poster's almost like a window looking like into what's going to happen. You know, the way, you know, the design, you know, it's obviously like a dark black poster, but we have sort of three silhouettes, you know, that are there, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that. To be fair, at first I thought the bottom bit looked a bit like the works from Coruscant, that door that Count Dooku flies into all the time, but it's not. It's a necklace, but yeah, you are right. It does look like a bit of a window into, like, obviously looking out.
And then just to talk about Assassin May, as she's being called. We see it on the poster twice. One, her full face revealed. And on sort of the side of the poster, that's a bit more well lit. And on the right-hand side, we see her with a hood and mask on. And it's a bit darker. To me, it's, you know, one slightly on the other. And it looks almost like it could be like twin suns setting in the sky. I don't know if anybody thought that.
Just looking at it now. Yeah, that does make sense, to be fair.
And I suppose, are we talking twins, are we talking clones? Both are obviously very famous in Star Wars already.
I think they're twins, to be fair. Like I said, there's new footage that came out the other night that we'll get into in a bit. But I definitely think they're twins, and I think the Jedi are going to hunt down the wrong twin.
That would be quite a conundrum. I suppose for me, just to finish up on the poster, you know, I think the KR poster is fantastic. You know, we see a lot of characters, you know, all the ones we've seen in the trailer, which is great to have them all on a poster. I think obviously two Mays there is very interesting. I think having the witch sort of in the center of the poster and like the first character there, like it's at the bottom above the logo, I think it's very centrally placed. And then we have the Jedi sort of around her. You know, goes short. These witches are going to have maybe a bigger part of playing this than we thought. And then I just love how obviously Master Sol and Master Indira obviously have front and center position, both wielding their lightsabers. I feel Master Sol very much looks like Luke Skywalker from The Last Jedi. You know, he's got one hand up, he's got the blue lightsaber. It looks very, very good. And obviously, Master Indira, she's wielding that green lightsaber, almost Qui-Gon esque from the prequel posters. Again, just a lot of fun and a lot of talking points, I suppose. And I'm glad we get those Jedi with little side characters. And I think, you know, although they're Jedi, none of them have got lightsabers activated, but Master Venestra Rho does. And obviously, it's ignited as a lightsaber, but as we know from reading the books, it can be a light whip. And I think that's what they're hinting at there. Jason, what's your closing thoughts on this poster before we move on?
Yeah. For me, you know, as you said, it's a classic Star Wars type poster, and it really does, you know, show you the characters in their glory there, ready for action. And it just teases, you know, that there's going to be something about this show. As you say, seeing Coruscant and then the other planet, to it gives an idea that there's going to be sort of a duality. That, you know, it's not all going to be on Coruscant. They're going to have to travel somewhere to make a discovery. And I've actually got a theory where they could be traveling to, but I'm not sure about it.
What's your theory?
Well, I was going to wait till we discuss the trailer, because there's a few bits in the trailer that really stuck out to me.
Okay, we'll wait till then. It's funny what you said there about, like, going to different places. I think, you know, one of the things that also was put on the... you know, the article about the new poster was Leslie Headland saying that the show is an onion. Each episode peels away to reveal something else. I hope the experience of watching it is both suspenseful and satisfying. So that could tie into what you're saying there, maybe. Let's go to you, Ian. Obviously, just final thoughts on the poster, and then we'll move on to the trailer.
I will 100% be getting this poster to go up in my office. I've already got the two teaser ones. This poster is probably one of my favourite posters they've done ever since the teaser for The Last Jedi with the white and red. I really like that. So I do think I'll be getting it. I also have it as my background on my laptop, so I'm a big fan, to be fair. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I think for me, this poster is probably... It's my favourite poster for something new. I think, you know, the Phantom Menace 25th anniversary poster is fantastic, and so was the 40th anniversary poster for Return of the Jedi. But this poster for something new that's coming, I think it's my favourite of all the new things they've done so far. It just absolutely fantastic. And like I said, I think it really did remind me a lot of some of the book art from the High Republic and the prequel posters and melds them together. Which I suppose is perfect, because that's exactly what the show is doing. It's melding the High Republic era with the prequels. So, bravo. There's no comment on actually who's produced the KR, but whoever it is, I just want to say thank you very much. It is absolutely stunning and wonderful. Moving on from there, obviously, we did get a new trailer as well. Ian, we'll start with you. Just talk us through all of your highlights from the trailer.
Yeah, so it's obviously... I preferred this trailer to the first one. Like I said, I was a fan of the first one, but this one obviously set out a bit more of what we'll be seeing in the show. So yeah, one of the biggest takeaways I got from the trailer for the first one is Quemia, who is the smuggler character who'll be playing. He just casually happens to drop the first line of the Sith Code, which is quite interesting. Obviously, peace is a lie, which is the first line of the Sith Code, which is obviously a very interesting line for him to drop. I am really liking the design of the new Coven of Witches. It's very different from what we've seen. Obviously, Night Sisters, and we also saw the Mountain Clan in Tales from the Empire. So that was a really cool little different take on witches. Like I said, we're very used to Night Sisters. It's good to get different covens and clans of witches. The ship, I've liked the look of the new ship in the show, and that is called, apparently there's a new entry on the databank on StarWars.com, that is called the Palan 717 Jedi Transport, which is cool. It's always nice to get new cool ships and designs in that. We get dialogue from Venestra Rowe about obviously a small part of a larger plan. It's all very ominous, and then obviously we can go into a bit more later on, but the bit at the end when we see the new Sith apprentice, dark side or whatever it is, he just looks evil. There's obviously a great level of malevolence coming off that character just when you see him stood in the shadows and Master Saul says, "What are you?" So yeah, no, really, really, really cool trailer. And yeah, the bit that got me the most was Kamiya saying peace is a lie. That's very interesting.
It is indeed. I think for me, all great points what you've said. I want to focus on Master Saul when he says, "What are you?" It's almost like he's in shock, but also, I think you used the word, I'm not even going to start here, malevolence to discuss. Yeah, yeah. And I think that's perfect. Like, there's definitely something extremely sinister about this being. If it is a being, like, it just seems like an entity of darkness. The way the whole thing looks. It's the way it's carrying its body weight. If it is a body, like just the way its presence basically just is that. And the way he says, "What are you?" It's almost from a place of not fear, because I would like to think maybe the Jedi's not feeling the fear, but almost, if that makes sense. Hang on a sec. Like, we've not seen this type of thing in a long time. Maybe they're just children's stories to the Jedi at this point. Whatever it is whatever it is. But yeah, I mean, can we talk about the mask? Have you seen... What's your thoughts, Jason, on the mask of this character?
Yeah, it's I looked at it a couple of times just before we came on air, sort of thing, and it's very similar, obviously, in some ways to what we've seen previously. But it's almost, to me, it almost felt like it's faceless. I've been trawling through trying to get better looks at it because it is intriguing. I know I was talking to my friend the other day, and obviously him and a lot of his friends are into the lore of the Knights of the Old Republic and that sort of thing. And they've been trying to work out which Sith it could be. And I've said all along, I'm hoping it's a character. I know they've said that they could be using stuff from Legends, but I'm almost hoping it's a character that we don't know about and that we get to find out more about. But it's always the way that as soon as you see a masked character, everyone's trying to work out who's under the mask. You know, we had it recently with the Ahsoka series with Marek, and I ended up absolutely loving the reveal that there was no great secret who was under the mask. It was just this zombified Sith or whatever it was. But this character, yeah, looking at the mask, it doesn't give away many clues as to who the character could be. And I think that's partly, you know, as you said with that line, "What are you?" You know, that's the whole thing. This is going to be something very different for the Jedi that they haven't dealt with for a very long time.
I think for me, the mask, I think its first vibes to me were like something, as a comic book reader, I believe it was the New 52, they did it, there's a bit in the Batman DC comics where, you know, the Joker cuts his own face off and leaves it pinned on the wall of his cell when he escapes.
Yeah.
And like in that, the pinned up face, like, and it gets taken down and gets stolen, other people wear it, but like there's something really, like, really awful and terrifying about that. And I'm not saying this looks the same design wise because I don't think it does, but the feeling I got when I seen this mask was the same feeling of like when I first saw that face pinned up against the wall. Like, the feeling took us straight back to that thought and that memory of reading that comic book and seeing that panel for the first time. And just how much, like, my jaw was, like, dropped, and, like, just how much my brain was, like, terrified in this story. So, you know, that's not a good thing for the Jedi, if I'm feeling that way about it, but it's a good thing for all us fans if it's going to be something as awful and as terrifying, as gripping as that. Looking at it from a Star Wars point of view, I think it does give off, it's similar shape to Kylo Ren's, you know, the way, it, you know, the sort of the angles of it and sort of how big it is. Obviously, the front design features are nothing like Kylo Ren's. So it'll be very interesting. But I suppose just talking about this character, you know, we saw in the first trailer the lightsaber sort of getting swung in the air and it comes back to the wielder's hand after it cuts all the trees down, but we don't see who has it. In this new trailer, we obviously see this character come face to face with the Jedi Master. So I'll ask him, what are you? And then obviously in the poster, very center at the top, we see it, you know, helmet, lightsaber ignited, cloak on. I suppose we'll go to you first, Ian. I suppose, would you say this is a Knight of Ren, a Sith, or something else entirely?
I do like the Knight of Ren theory. Like I said, they've been alluded to before. Obviously, we've seen him in the sequel trilogy, but we've also seen them in the comics around the time Return of the Jedi, and there's a quite interesting conversation between Kira and Ren, who was obviously the leader of the Knight of Ren, saying, look what you are now, you used to be something so much more. So potentially this could be a Knight of Ren. I'm of the belief that it's probably the Sith apprentice of the time. I also believe that from the trailer, from the first trailer where we see the lightsaber spin into the person's hand, I don't think that is the character that we're talking about now. I think that's May. I think she will become the Sith apprentice to the Sith Lord. I really do. It looks like a human hand. I think she will become the Sith apprentice after this. I think this might be the Sith apprentice that she kills. So yeah, I think this is a Sith apprentice, and May will take his or her place, whoever's under the mask.
Jason, let's go to you. This Sith dark side character type thing. Do you think we'll see underneath its mask during the series? And again, same question to you. Do you think it's going to be linked to the Knights of Ren, linked to the Sith directly, or is it something else entirely?
I'd like to think it's something else entirely. But I think it's definitely going to be somehow linked to the Sith. I think this is very much the Sith making their reappearance. That's the whole idea of this series. I do wonder if maybe, you know, it is going to be the Sith apprentice that gets taken down and then replaced. But no, I definitely think by the shape of the helmet and that, we've got to be looking at a Sith of some sort there.
And do you think we'll see it underneath the helmet?
I think we might do. I think with this one, we might see a reveal.
What about you, Ian? Will we see a reveal?
No, I don't think we will.
Interesting. Time will tell. Time will tell. Any further thoughts on the trailer, Jason, before we wrap up the trailer? Favourite part?
Yeah.
What you enjoyed seeing?
Yeah, the bit that, as I sort of alluded to with the poster, was obviously, for me, I was getting a lot of Last Jedi vibes from the footage of, like, the Jedi's walking through the pass, and there was a sequence that was on, like, the coastline, and it all reminded me of Act 2. And I was just wondering if maybe they're going to take us back there because obviously we know this was linked to the Jedi in the past, which is why Luke ended up there. So I just took a look at it and I was like, yeah, I'm getting vibes and that could be Act Two there.
I got similar vibes when I've seen it both in the first trailer and now. What's your thoughts, Ian, on what that could be? Do you think it is Act Two or somewhere else?
I think it could be Act Two. I do like that idea that the Sith have taken over, obviously, the spiritual home of the Jedi. That would be, well, not taken over, but at least know where it is and are using it as a base of operations. In the new footage that I was talking about, we do see that Darkseid user on that world, whatever it is, and he turns and he lights his red lightsaber. So, yeah, I really like the idea of it being Act Two. It'd be cool, like I said, but it might just be a new, different place. But it does look very similar.
It does indeed. Anyone else got anything else to say about the trailer before we move on?
I'm just looking through my notes, mate. Just really, really cool. You see, like, one of the Jedi's possessed. It looks like he's possessed by one of a witch. That was a really cool little detail. The asteroid chase looks well, good as well with the ships. There's obviously Master Sol's chasing someone down. And this is one thing I do have noticed. We only seem to see Carrie-Anne Moss's character in the present day in this fight with May. So I believe she will die right at the beginning of the show. Because we do see her in other scenes, but however, they're flashbacks because Master Sol's got different hair and that. So I do think Carrie-Anne Moss's character, Master Indara, will bite it quite. I think that's the Jedi who was murdered in the trailer they're talking about. And I think that's what will launch the investigation. And I do hope they go in front of the Jedi Council because I want to see Yoda. That'd be cool.
Could indeed be. I was going to ask that, you know, what's your thoughts on the sort of robe situation? You know, I don't know if I'm barking down the wrong tree, but it does look like we see both Master Indira both in more higher prototype robes and then these robes that we see her in.
I think it's a time jump, yeah, because if you look in the background there, Master Sol's hair is short. It does look like, I think these will be the scenes where we see in the trailer of young May being taken away. It's obviously betraying the Master Sol. So yeah, I do think there will be some, obviously, time jumps in the show.
Okay. Before we dive into let's talk about the sequence that was shown after the Phantom Menace, the 25th anniversary. So essentially, before the Phantom Menace came on, it sort of told you to stay in your seat for a sneak peek at the Acolyte, and it sort of showed you a few clips, which was cool. And then obviously, when that final credit goes up and we hear the ominous Darth Vader breath at the end of the Phantom Menace soundtrack, we got a full sequence. So essentially, Master Indira is in a bar or cantina of some type. You know, there's a lot of people enjoying food here, as well as other things going on. And sort of, she's at a table with other people, other creatures, other aliens. And sort of May walks directly up to the table and calls her out. She says Master Indira, like, calls her out, and then they end up having like a big fight, and it's very sort of martial arts Matrix-esque, which was absolutely fantastic. And, you know, May's trying to use all of her martial arts knowledge and a little bit of the Force, but Master Indira's sort of able to stop it all. We do see Master Indira ignite the lightsaber to block some vibro blades that get thrown at her. And it sort of ends with sort of May escaping out of the building and sort of Master Indira looking to follow. And then that's when we got another look at the first trailer. I know you've seen the footage as well, Ian. Sort of, what was your thoughts on this full sequence that's been hinted at in some trailers, but we did get the full sequence here pretty much?
I've only seen it off like a recording from a friend who sent it to me. So I haven't seen like it in full vision, but no, it looked really cool. Very Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Obviously, Carrie-Anne Moss has got obviously a background in martial arts, obviously playing Trinity in The Matrix. I did like the line, "Who trained you?" So she obviously identifies that May is trained and she wants to know who trained her. So yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. It looks really, really good.
For me, I'm wondering if May's been sent there to speak to not just any Jedi, but to seek out Master Indira and to to see where, you know, she knows her by name when she gets there, but obviously Master Nadira doesn't know who Mei is, so she's obviously been sent there to seek Master Nadira out and to challenge her. Do you think that's like she's been sent there by the Sith, maybe?
She might be. Maybe she's trying to use that, obviously, to lure. If she has a beef with, obviously, Master Sol, maybe she's using that to try and lure Master Sol out and get him to, obviously, confront her.
Yeah, I like your theory, what you said there about, is this maybe Master Nadira's end is the beginning? And then is that the Jedi, you know, almost like if you've seen the film or read the book, The Watchmen, you know, obviously the comedian's quite a big character throughout the whole story, but the whole story starts when the comedian dies. And it's all about trying to find out who killed the comedian. But the comedian is still very much a presence throughout the story. So I wonder if this is the same here, where, you know, Master Nadira, you know, is such a huge character that we see her throughout the series and drives the story on, but maybe it's her death that actually starts off our investigation into what these acolytes, for lack of a better term, are up to. What's your thoughts on that, Jason? Are you into that, or do you think that's rubbish?
If you look on the teaser poster as well, the one with the lightsaber, it is apparently Master Indara's lightsaber that's obviously covered in blood. So yeah, I do believe that. Yeah, she's not going to last long in this show. We'll see her in as the show progresses with the flashbacks and that. But as for the present day, I do think, like you said, like Watchmen, this will be the event that kicks off the investigation into what's happening to these Jedi.
Jason, what's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, to me that makes sense. Obviously, using an actress such as Carrie Ann Moss, and such a well-respected Jedi, that it would give the gravitas to the murder. You know, it's not when you hear the thing, a Jedi has been murdered. It's not. It will be even more of an impact if it's a big, powerful Jedi that's, you know, well respected, and obviously, you know, from what you've seen of the footage there, it sounds like she's going to go out, you know, in a blaze of glory. So it, to me, it would make sense, and you know, if then with flashbacks, we know these have been used in the past. And it would then flesh out the story. So yeah, to me that makes a lot of sense. You know, I can't imagine it's just going to be a random Jedi. So it would make sense that we would see in the trailers the Jedi that's going to die. And you know, the fact that Sol is then after, because it's his apprentice. You know, it gives the reason for why he's on the hunt for her, so to speak. So, but there's so much stuff. They tease us with all this, as always, but until it actually drops, we'll never really know. But from the sounds of the fight sequence and bringing in an actress like Carrie Ann Moss, obviously with the martial arts side of things, obviously we've seen her in The Matrix, we've seen what she can do. And I've seen so much, which I hate, with all the bickering and stuff that goes on about, oh, why are they bringing martial arts into... But George Lucas based his idea on the samurai stories and the sort
I think
of
that's,
Japanese...
Let's not give those people a voice. If they don't like it, they don't need to come on the podcast.
No. But to me, this is making sense, and I'm looking forward to seeing a different style and some action. You know, we're going to see a Jedi of a different era, so things are going to be different, or you'd like to think they're going to be different. So, you know, from what I've heard about this sequence, it just brings a lot of excitement to what we've got to come.
Indeed, indeed. And then we've got something new to talk about, which Ian's going to take the lead on. So there's been some sort of new footage, perhaps a TV spot from maybe another region, sort of being shown or leaked. Ian, do you mind sort of just telling us what it is or what you think it is, and then talk us through the detail of the content?
Yeah, so basically in the new footage, we see a conversation between Master Yord, who is one of the new Jedis in the show, and Saul, where they're discussing Mei. And Saul says to him, she was my student, and then Master Yord says to her, well, now she's a student of the dark side. So that's pretty cool. It's a nice little conversation. We see the Jedi on the snowy planet chasing down the twin of Mei. I believe it's a twin, so Mei's twin. And she says, I didn't do it. So I think that's why I believe that the Jedi are chasing down the wrong twin. Because we do see in the other trailers, there's a little girl running away from something. And I think that's the twin of Mei. And I think obviously there'll be Mei, who's the dark sider. And there's obviously the twin, who's the light sider. Or it could be a swerve, and it could be the other way. So we see that. And then Master Yord looks very distressed, and he's facing down the red lightsaber wielding character. And he doesn't look like he's doing very well. So, yeah, that's basically what we see in this new footage. That I don't know whether it was a TV spot. I'm not sure, but yeah, it looked official enough, and it looked like it was maybe a TV spot from another territory. But yeah, no, it looked really good.
Was that pretty much on X?
Yeah, it was on X. Yeah,
spot on. Interesting, because I think obviously Mei does have a connection to Master Saul, and you know, as has been pointed out, it's quite likely that Master Saul was her master. He trained her. In that first trailer, you know, when she attacks Master Saul, similar to how she attacks Master Indira, but he catches her foot, and they sort of look at each other, and he looks like he's almost seen a ghost. I wonder if that's going to be the first time they come face to face again.
Yeah, I could see that being the case of obviously that potentially, like, maybe he thinks she's dead, or maybe that. Yeah, I agree.
And I wonder how, you know, obviously Mei's obviously, you know, if Mei has turned to the dark side and has, you know, become this acolyte, you know, she's called the Assassin Mei in the official documentation for the show. So she's not a Jedi, she's an Assassin Mei. You know, former Jedi, but currently an Assassin. I wonder if, do you reckon Mei is going to be one of the lost Jedi who left the Jedi of their own accord before then turning? Or do you think maybe she is a way seeker who's unaccounted for, or something else, maybe, Ian? I don't know if you want to describe what a Wayseeker is as well, just for people who maybe don't know.
Oh, you put me on the spot now. I need to remember. Wayseeker was basically someone who was a member of the Jedi Order, but obviously went out into the galaxy and found people that needed help and that type of thing. They weren't tied to the Jedi Order. Like, the Jedi Order of the Jedi Order of this time is not as rigid and regimented as the Jedi Order we see in the prequels. Obviously, the Wayseeker is described on Wikipedia as the Wayseeker was a title of the Jedi Order that signified a Jedi who wished to operate independently of the Jedi High Council and its dictates. Wayseekers have been known to undergo solitary meditation on mountaintops and assist revolutionaries against planetary tyrants. So, yeah, they're very much a free spirit in the thing. I don't believe she'll be a member of the Lost 20. The Lost 20 is Jedi Masters who leave the Order of their own free will. So I don't think that'll be the case. I think she'll potentially be a Padawan. Maybe she was left by her master. Maybe that was the case. I do distinctly remember on Master Saul's data bank entry, Master Saul is a wise, highly respected, powerful Jedi Master, strong in the ways of the Force, who is going through emotional conflict. Maybe he did something that caused her to be left behind, or maybe that's the case, and maybe that's why he feels so strongly about it. So no, I don't think she'll be a member of the Lost 20, but I do believe, yeah, that potentially Master Saul has done something that's caused her to dislike him.
What do you think the chances are of this being, because we haven't really discussed it, I know I talked about at the beginning, of Mei having a clone?
No, I don't think that'd be the case.
Jason, chances that this is a clone of Mei?
No. In fact, I think I think the possibility is that the two images are red herring and simply show that the character transitions from a more light side character to the dark side character. Hence why I think you see the full face and then you see the masked face.
Got you. So it's almost like the character comes full circle or goes one way and the other. Okay. And then my next question about is if it is a sister and a twin of me, and there's two of them, do we believe that the second one is also being trained by the Jedi or maybe hasn't been found by the Jedi?
No, I don't think she's been found by the Jedi. I think that's the little girl who's running away from the fire in the trailer we see. I think it'll be her sister.
And what's your thoughts on that, Jason?
It could be... I suspect if there is a sister, I suspect the Jedi haven't found her.
Yeah, and they come across her while they're trying to capture the assassin Mei in this hunt.
Yeah.
Cool. I think that's pretty much everything about the trailers I want to talk about. Is there anything you want to add about any of the footage or any of the ideas we've discussed, Jason?
No, I think, I'm just looking forward to only a couple more weeks to go and seeing what they're going to bring out for us.
Yourself, Ian?
No, like I said, just hugely excited for the show. It feels like we've been waiting a while for this one and... I can't wait to see what they... I genuinely believe that this show is going to have so many twists and turns and stuff where we go, oh my God, like it's refreshing, there's new characters. And I fully expect this show to deliver.
I think so. Obviously, it comes out on June the 4th worldwide. I think in the UK it'll be June the 5th when it airs because of how... I think it's like nighttime in America and morning time here. So June the 5th in the UK, June the 4th in the US. I imagine it must be going back to like an evening release in the USA is what I'm assuming on that one. Actually, one thing I did want to talk about, which we haven't, in that footage that you've seen from that sort of TV spot, maybe that's on X, we see this the Acolyte character with the helmet ignite the lightsaber on that planet that we think is Act 2. Is that right?
That is correct.
So I think what you said before about, Act 2 was obviously, one of, if not the first, it was one of the first Jedi temples, yeah? And you can, by the age of it, there's no technology there. When we see it in The Last Jedi, when Luke's there. So Even at this time, I imagine the Jedi aren't here yet, because, they must have left thousands and thousands of years ago. Do you know, this is only 100 years before the Phantom Menace. So if it's the lost planet of the Jedi, almost, because, Luke has to find his way there, do you know what I mean? He doesn't know where it is. Makes me think, is this where this acolyte is hiding? And, if the Jedi can't even find it, then no one's got a chance of finding it, which could be really, really cool. I suppose just, if the percentage was 70%, and we'll go to you first, Ian, are you over or under it being Act 2?
I think it will be Act 2. Yeah, I do think it will be. Yeah.
Jason, what's your thoughts? If it was 70%, are you over or under that percentage of being Act 2?
I'm going to say Act 2.
Me too, I think it is as well. And that's going to be really cool. They tie this Acolyte series into it because we've already seen Coruscant, we've seen the Jedi Temple, we've seen things we know like from Star Wars. From the prequel era, and then this would tie into the sequel era if we see Act 2, because it's where we've seen the planet so far. It's absolutely wonderful. I suppose what I would say is that, are you excited to see the Porgs again, Jason?
Oh, as long as they get fried and diced, yeah, that's fine.
And Ian, do you think we'll see the caretakers? Will they be there?
Maybe, yeah. That'd be a nice little tie into to the sequel trilogy, yeah.
Time will tell, I suppose. Time will tell. Ian, is there any last thoughts about the Acolyte at all that you want to wrap up before we move on?
No, I think we've covered everything. Yeah, just hugely excited.
And Jason, anything? Any closing thoughts on the Acolyte before we wrap up?
No, I think we've done it.
Spot on. Moving on from that, Jason, there's been some some Lego news over the past few days. I don't know if we take us through the Lego news.
Yeah, obviously, I haven't spoke about Lego on here for quite a while. I'm not sure on the episodes I haven't managed to be here whether you've managed to keep up, because there's been quite a few different sets. Obviously, there was sets for May the 4th that came out that really took my eye, sadly not my bank balance. But the one thing I've noticed that accidentally appeared a few days ago is the announcement for August the 1st that there's a new Star Wars Imperial Star Destroyer, which is one of the 25th anniversary sets. So it looks like a remake of one of the old sets. So it's this beautiful model that you can open up, and there's the bridge. You've got Vader, quite a few different Imperial officers, and you've got one Stormtrooper there and a deck officer. And then the bonus figure that has been coming out with many of them in this set is Cal Kestis, which I think is going to be hugely popular set for some people, because this is a character that I know everyone's been waiting for a Lego figure to appear. And it's priced at £150, which, you know, looking at the size of it, it's what, six inches high, 18 inches long, and 11 inches deep. So it's quite a hefty set. So, yeah, it looks really cool. As I say, I'm pretty sure it's a remake of the old set. And I looked at it and just thought, that might be, once I've managed to get my ghost set, that might be the set that I want to go to afterwards. But obviously, the one set that I've also got my eye on at the moment, because I got the Empire Strikes Back Brickheads when I was up at Celebration, and I really like the Phantom Menace Brickheads that they've brought out. And obviously, for those that really love the idea of having a Captain Rex, you've got the new Microfighter that's coming out, which includes that new Rex figure that I know a few people are upset because it was supposed to be unique to the set that it was released with. But for me, someone who likes to get the odd minifigure, that's a really good way of getting my Commander Rex to go with my original Commander Rex that I got with his AT-TE. So, yeah, there's some really cool sets coming out there. And at the moment, Lego, for me, are really hitting it out of the park with some of the sets that they're bringing out.
They certainly are. You know, you're going to get yourself any Lego pre-orders? I've got your eyes on any Lego that you're going to be purchasing soon?
No, not really at the moment, no. I'm more into the Black Series at the moment, so I won't be. They look cool, like I said. I've never really been that much into Lego. I do like them. I've got the one Pod Racer one from the Phantom Menace. But, yeah, I am looking forward to seeing more Lego stuff get announced. I always do have a look, so I never end up buying one.
Black Series-wise, there's been quite a few drops. So I have pre-ordered the Star Wars The Phantom Menace 3-pack in the Black Series 6-inch line. You get Obi-Wan Kenobi and Qui-Gon Jinn with removable Jedi robes, along with Darth Maul with his removable Sith robe, so you can recreate all those scenes from The Phantom Menace. So I have pre-ordered that, and I can't wait to receive that. Also, that Darth Sidious figure from Revenge of the Sith being released for pre-order. Again, it's like, I thought they were just going to steal the Return of the Jedi face mold, but no, it's like, it's new face mold. It's got soft goods cape, comes with Darth Sidious's lightsaber. I think this is the first time we've had this figure in the Black Series line, which is absolutely fantastic. I'm all about first time in the line, and this Darth Sidious looks fantastic. I don't know if you've seen either of those, Ian, if you're thinking about getting those.
I have seen them, yeah. No, I am currently just waiting for the Black Series, the Last Command 4-pack that comes out the day after my birthday. That's the one thing I am getting. It's the first figure of Jorah Sabaoth, obviously from the Thrawn trilogy. It's Luke Skywalker, Mara Jade, Jorah Sabaoth, and Luke Nicolone from The Hand, that we've all come and known to love over the years. So yeah, no, he was excited. That's the one I'm looking forward to. It comes out in July.
And I've also pre-ordered a two-pack in the Black Series 6-inch line, and it's Captain Enoch and Night Trooper 2-pack. So you get Captain Enoch from the Ahsoka series and one of the Night Troopers. I couldn't resist but pick those up. When I say pick them, I mean register a pre-order. So I'm excited to get those once they go out for shipping. Been some cool helmet news as well in the Black Series line. So Return of the Jedi Scout Trooper electric helmet where the face flips up. That's become available for pre-order. And also seems to be priced at £100, so they seem to have gone down in price lately. And there's also a Boba Fett one, which is Empire Strikes Back Boba Fett helmet, seems to be available for pre-order again, and that's up for £100. So they seem to be coming down in price. I mean, I think the latest Mandalorian ones were like £140, I think, and the clone ones. So I don't know what's going on with that pricing of the Black Series helmets, but they look pretty cool, and if they're coming down in price, then absolutely fantastic news.
Yeah, I know, because obviously the Moff Gideon helmet's due out as well. That was shown quite recently, and the price point on that I think is about 100, which for the type of helmet that is really, really good.
So maybe they've realised that maybe sell more units by being a bit more reasonable, which is fantastic if that is the case.
Yeah, you do seem to see them drop quite quickly at the moment, you know, and there's a lot of deals to be had. So obviously there is a lot of movement on them that, you know, is always good for us as fans.
There certainly is. But I think that brings an end to sort of all my talking points. Jason, is there anything else Star Wars related you want to talk about before we wrap things up?
No, just remind everyone to keep a lookout for news up and coming for the August event, Force Chester. I know recently Ben's put out a teaser for that, and I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks more and more information will be coming out. We've been talking to more of the groups and planning more of the sort of stuff that's going to be going on the days. So obviously keep an eye on that, and just to remind people that if you're interested in getting involved with that, to contact me at jasonling1980@hotmail.co.uk.
Ian, anything Star Wars that you want to finish up with before we wrap things up?
Nothing that springs to mind. Like I said, hugely excited. I think we're coming into a good little period for Star Wars. We've got obviously The Acolyte in June. We've potentially got Skeleton Crew in December. That's been rumoured. And we also have Star Wars Outlaws on Xbox and PlayStation in August. So really looking forward. To be fair, I really am looking forward to getting my hands on Star Wars Outlaws as well. That'd be really cool. So no, just really happy where we are at the moment, like I said. And it's giving us stuff to talk about, which is always good. And yeah, we're in a really good place at the moment. I think they're really doing a good job with promoting all the stuff they need to. And long may it continue.
I think so. I think it just seems wild. It's like the Wild West. I mean, there's Star Wars coming out with every which way, which is fantastic. And it all seems, you know, like just really, really good. There's not been a better time, I don't think, to sort of be interested in Star Wars and talking about Star Wars and wanting Star Wars. Ian, where can the people find you on social media?
I am on X and Instagram at Star Wars Ian.
Jason, where can the people find you on social media?
At Hondo Ling, as always.
You can find myself on X and Instagram at Geordie Jedi Pete. You can find the podcast on X at Boz Star. You can also find the podcast on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Star Boz Podcast. Check out all of that. Thank you very much for listening. May the Force be with you all. And remember, always tell that to Kanja Club.
Fearless Fred presents Mud 79, a fan-made Star Wars story, Season 2. The Empire stands on the verge of total defeat, its forces in tatters after a disastrous defeat at the hands of Separatist forces. The Imperial Fortress of Camp Vibus has fallen. Spies have infiltrated High Command. Secessionist forces slaughter anyone friendly to the Empire. But the Mudders of Platoon 79 will not yield. They will not break, no matter the odds.
For the Empire!
But all is not lost. The arrival of a new commander brings hope for success. But with him comes a tighter grip, because failure is not an option.
The Emperor doesn't tolerate such gross incompetence, and neither do I.
The shattered remnants of Imperial might are rallied against a relentless enemy.
Know that the Emperor watches over us, that we are the instrument that brings his peace to the galaxy.
Experience the galaxy and join the Imperial forces as Solomon Quai and the rest of the Mud Troopers march headlong towards a war they might not survive.
Get down!
Lead the way. Enlist today. Fearless Fred presents Mud 79, a fan-made Star Wars story. Season 2 is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.